offensive. At that moment, I didn't care. Of course. I could get my sorry back. I had my sorry for as long as it took for my emotions to become totally engaged. Then I was in a dark, cold, terrible place I was meant to believe was where sorry went when I wasn't there to pull her into the light. Not real subtle. I guess Keena never needed subtlety. The gimmick tore me right up. But the outside influence quickened my reason as well as my emotions. I realized Keena was playing to a native audience, as though I was Taglian or from one of Taglios's cousin states, where the religions are closely related. She couldn't encompass the fact that I hadn't been raised up steeped in southern mythologies. Even this touching of me in my dreams didn't convince me that she was divine. Her scheme was something Lady could have pulled off at the peak of her powers, something her dead husband could have managed from his grave. I did not let her set the hook, sweetly baited as it was. So she grabbed the pain of my soul and dragged it, naked and screaming, through the briars. I wakened with Tide shaking me violently. I yelled, "Take it easy, man! What's wrong?"
"You were screaming in your sleep. You were talking to the Mother of Night."
I remembered. "What did I say?" Tide shook his head. Lying. He'd understood. And what he'd heard had upset him. I put my mind and face in order, dragged my dead ass over to the captain's place. Something was wrong with that man. I mean, I have pretty Spartan tastes myself, but I can think of a few luxuries I would demand if I were dictator to a vast empire. A powerful warlord, captain of the Black Company, and there were people around who would be just thrilled to make me more comfortable. But he was living in a half-tent, half-lean-to thing, partly a sod hut, just like the meanest groom. It kept him out of the wind. His only claim to status was that he didn't share. He didn't have sentries hulking around him despite our presence deep in enemy territory, despite our suspicion that a few dedicated stranglers still lurked within our ranks. Maybe he didn't believe he needed guards because an old dead tree loomed above his shelter. That almost always boasted a crew of bickering crows. I let myself in. "You're counting on Catcher's obsession way too much, boss." Though I'd had the feeling that I was being examined closely as I approached, maybe Croker had cause to feel confident. He was asleep. He had left a lamp burning. I turned it up a bit, went to work trying to wake him. He came around, but he wasn't pleased. Seldom did he get a chance to sleep as much as he wanted.
"This better be good, Mergen."
"I don't know if it is or not, but I do have a point," I assured him. "I'll try to get through it fast." I told him about the dream, and about the dreams that had gone before it.
"Lady told me you might be vulnerable.
Not knowing about smoke, though, she didn't see how you could be." "I'm sure there's a reason," I said. "I think I know what she's trying to do. What I can't figure is why."
"That tells me you really haven't thought it through."
"What?"
"You know exactly why, but you're too lazy to figure it out for yourself."
"Bullshit." But I capped my temper. I sensed that I was about to enjoy one of his lectures.
"You're of interest because you're the standard bearer, Mergen. You've spent the last several years backfilling new material into my annals and ladies, so you know them pretty well. By now,